Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
But I don't know if you heard about it. Did you hear about the Microsoft scam that's going on?
Yeah, I think I heard something about that.
You did? Yeah, there's a scam going on. And what they're doing is they're calling up people and they're saying they're with Microsoft. First of all, if somebody calls you up and says they're with Microsoft, the first thing you say is, why isn't this program working? You don't give them, but hold on a second. You got to hear this and I'll be right back.
Good evening, everyone. They call pretending to help you, but by the time you hang up, they have downloaded a virus onto your computer that can be expensive to fix.
Well, we first told you about this phone scam last month. Someone pretending to be from Microsoft who calls and claims your computer has a virus. He gives you simple steps to follow on your computer. Without realizing it, you're actually downloading a virus. Now a local computer expert is turning the tables on the scammers. Channel 4 Scott Johnson and talk to that computer expert about the scheme to take your money. Scott?
Well, Rob, it's interesting. I did this story a few weeks ago on people calling you, claiming to be Microsoft, claiming to fix your computer, which wasn't broken. Well, when I did that story, I interviewed this computer guru, so to speak, an expert, knows everything about computers. Coincidentally, a few days after the story aired, he was called himself by these scammers.
Oh,
when they called, he was ready for them. When scammers claiming to be from Microsoft called Christopher Hamer thinking he'd be an easy victim, little did they know Hamer's knowledge of computers most likely eclipsed theirs.
Since I had the equipment, I had the time, I knew that my phone calls were being recorded because of my phone system. I figured, why not? Let's play with them. Let's see how far they'll go. Let's see what they'll actually do.
Being an expert in the...
Well, we're laughing. You got to see that. We'll put this up on the VFNTV blog. You can get to VFNTV.com. But this guy's got like 500 computers packed up, all the pieces. There is no housing unit. It's just kind of spread across this thing. You know, he's the one looking out for us.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Here you go. Keep on.
World of computers, Hamer started letting them try their scam, where they tell you something's wrong with your computer and have you download their software, which is in fact a virus they use to infect your computer, so they can sell you something to clean it up.
Yeah, hi, my name is Jordan, and I'm calling you from the Microsoft Certified Technical Department, and I'm calling in regard.
First of all, that's a hint.
Yeah, that's a clue.
...to your computer. So I believe you are the main user and the main owner of the computer, right?
Yes.
And the reason behind you are getting this call, sir, we sent it a lot of warnings on the computer, sir, but there was no response from your end.
Within minutes, Hamer set up what he called a virtual computer, where he could download the scammer's viruses without damaging his real system. And as he did this, he traced everything about these scammers.
So we sent it a lot of warnings, sir, but you never noticed those warnings on the computer, sir? Lots of warnings.
Oh, every time it pops up and says something's gone wrong, do I want to send this error to Microsoft? I send it in.
They're pretending to have an office out of the UK, but their actual offices are in Kolkata, India.
How did you know that?
Because I kept a record of all the websites that they sent me to and the software that they used to remote in. And
so
then
you tracked them as well as probably the FBI could.
The tools are out there. You just have to know how to use them. Unfortunately, they are outside the auspices of any U.S. law enforcement, and they know it.
Hamer.
And that is just totally something, isn't it?
Amazing.
So this is the scam. We're going to make sure it's up on the VFNTV blog. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. It'll explain a few things, but they're calling in the name of Microsoft saying, we believe you'll have a virus on your computer. Are you that technical guy that was trying to help me last week?
Yeah, that's like my tech support
tech
experiences.
Support, yeah. And so in that, you know, you need to watch out. If anybody calls you and you can surrender your computer over, they can come and take a hold of your computer. If you give them permission, they'll probably send you an email or something. Once you click on that and you answer a couple of questions, probably they'll take over your computer. It's just like them sitting in front of your computer. And what they're doing is putting a virus in your computer at that moment. Mm. And
that's crazy.
And once you do that, they take it over. Even some of the people, they say, had even taken people's computer hostage, and they would seized it up, and they wouldn't release it to them until they paid them money. Mm. It's like, take my computers, please.
Right.
You know, right?
Please.
I'm left with a piece of pencil and a piece of paper. Well, watch out for that. If somebody calls you and says they want to take over your computer, say, government
No. No, thank
you. Oh, no, we're talking about the government. Are we? No, we're, we're saying, you know, whoever this says, no, don't do it. It's like a one world thing out here, and people can call from anywhere.